We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last night in the NBA playoffs, Cleveland beat Indiana 117 to 111. And then the later game on TNT. Oh, pardon me. Yes. No.
They both ESPN. Were on TNT.
No. TNT. Was the Spurs over the Memphis Grizzlies 96-82. After that game, David Fizdale, trivia question, folks. Who is David Fizdale? That's right. He's the coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, former assistant coach with the Miami Heat under Spo, as they say.
And I think Pat Riley as well. He'd been there for a long time.
Oh, is that right?
I believe so.
He played for the Sooners and was a big Jazz guy.
Is that right? He's dead.
Yeah, by what I say.
Yeah. David Fizdale, Wayman Tisdale, discuss. All right, after the game, he was not pleased with the officiating. And, you know, a lot of times guys will either bite their tongue, not say anything. Or if you're a guy like Popovich or, Phil Jackson back in the day when he coached, you can say whatever you want, whenever you want. And you'll get a fine, and you'll pay the fine.
Well, he has some, and you'll hear the stats that back it up. But just one of them is Kawhi Leonard, who led the Spurs. Was 19 of 19 from the line.
Ooh, that's good.
The first player since Dirk Nowitzki in 2011 to hit 19 or more in a row from the charity stripe.
Without a miss. Just because Kawhi Leonard was 19 of 19, how is that the referee's fault?
No.
He's a good free throw shooter.
I'm just pointing that out.
If Drummond shot 19 for 19, I wouldn't blame the officials, would you?
No, but you'll hear why he's blaming the officials because of stuff in the paint and some of the players that he feels doesn't get calls.
Here's David Wayman Fizdale, not happy with the way the whistle went in the Spurs-Grizzlies game last night.
Go back to that in game three because of...
Maybe, yeah. I'm gonna evaluate that stuff when I cool off and have a glass of wine on the plane and look at the film.
How important was that, the way you came back forward?
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. It's got our confidence back. We needed to see that we could still compete with this team at a high level. It's unfortunate that I got a guy like Mike Conley who in his whole career has got zero technical fouls and just cannot seem to get the proper respect from the officials that he deserves. It was a very poorly officiated basketball game. Zach Randolph, the most rugged guy in the game, had zero free throws, but somehow Kawhi Leonard had 19 free throws. First half, we shot 19 shots in the paint, and we had 6 free throws. They shot 11 times in the paint, and they had 23 free throws. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up. Overall, 35 times we shot the ball in the paint. We had 15 free throws for the game. They shot 18 times in the paint and had 32 free throws. Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. Explain it to me. We don't get the respect that these guys deserve because Mike Conley doesn't go crazy. He has class, and he just plays the game. But I'm not going to let them treat us that way. You know, I know Pop's got pedigree, and I'm a young rookie, but they're not going to rook us. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional. My guys dug in that game and earned the right to be in that game, and they did not even give us a chance.
All right, thank you.
Take that for data.
Take that for data. And he walked off. I like
they're not going to rook us.
I love the fact he started slow. You know, everything will be cool once he has that glass of wine. And then he just started to percolate. He started getting more pissed off with each sentence.
He's 100% right, though.
By the way, that audio comes courtesy of NBA TV.
You have a guy like Mike Conley, and I don't watch Grizzlies basketball, okay? But when I heard this like 3 days ago that he'd never had a technical in his career, How can you not respect that? That stopped me in my tracks for a second. I was like, that's phenomenal. And when you handle yourself with class and grace as an athlete, it really does nothing for you. It doesn't. Because you got to get down in the mud and dig deep and fight with the dogs, or the refs are just going to say, okay, that's cool, fine and dandy. It's like when Barry used to hand the ball to the ref.
Mm-hmm.
It really did nothing for him. It didn't. People don't respect that. It's a double-edged sword because, we loved it all the time. Well, no, I actually would have rather seen Barry do a celebration.
But it meant nothing either way. I don't think Barry Sanders' career would have been different if he, spiked the ball every
once in
a while.
But this whole thing, and we talked about this during the NCAA tournament some, Carolina cooking.
Oh, it had always
teams
happens in the
NBA. Calls. Athletes get
it's
calls.
Been
it's
going
a joke.
On. It's been going on for decades. Year. I mean, come on. Look at baseball. Great pitchers get the outside corner. The controversy. Wayne Gretzky. You breathed on him. You got a penalty. I mean, it's been going on for years and years. The Jordan rules. All that stuff.
I get that the superstars get their calls, but when
and good
that doesn't
and
mean
good,
that the Grizz-
I don't agree with you, but it's nothing that we haven't heard talked about for years. Championship teams get calls. That's just the way it is. If they were put that same game was played somewhere else, probably against a different team, it was the Grizzlies against the Clippers in LA or even in instead of
but
San Antonio, he's not going to get those
okay,
calls.
Okay, and I get it. They get in Kawhi Leonard, he's an MVP candidate, he gets calls. I get it, but it's a complete and utter joke.
It's wrong
when you're the other team in a Zach Randolph. Who is a rugged player? You're telling me at no point in that game last night he didn't get tapped on the wrist.
Of course. Absolutely right. But
I'll be honest. I didn't see 1 minute of the game.
No, okay, me neither.
So I'm just reacting to the numbers that the great David Fizdale just gave us. There's your data. But what would you do to change it? Like, I mean, I everything you're saying is true.
How about these clown officials stop being so damn biased in every single sport and call a game fairly?
They're human beings. They're human beings.
They can't be objective.
They get wrapped up in perceived greatness. I'm not saying it's right.
But
it sucks.
They're affected by home crowds, too. There was a great article There was a book about, 5 or 6 years ago that I read called Statcasting. It was kind of like Freakonomics, basically, where they looked at sports and different things that happen in sports, and they looked exactly at the NBA. And I think they actually used San Antonio as an example of the way home cooking works and the way that referees are affected. Not just by the coach.
Well, my pop gonna come out and hurt me.
No. It's not even the. It's not even by the coach. I liked it. It's the setting. It's the officials. It's all the above. Or the crowd and the noise.
That's part of the reason.
Stop criticizing journalists for not being unbiased because you expect them to be unbiased, but you can't expect a referee to be
home court advantage. That's part of it. I mean, it sucks. Come on, how many years?
It's not an either or. You want journalists and referees to be unbiased.
I mean, how many years as Pistons fans, you sit there, they'd go play in the Boston Garden and they'd get hosed. It always seemed that way.
Yeah, but eventually.
Right, once the Pistons got to that level. That's the point. That's the point you're making. Until teams like the Memphis Grizzlies, if they get to that level, then all of a sudden, because they're better, they should be getting calls. No, they should get the calls anyway. You're absolutely right. But this has been going on since, as a friend of ours would say, since Moby Dick was a guppy.
Doesn't mean that it's right.
Exactly.
No one's saying that it's right.
And it's not right, but that's...
But Fizdale's been around long enough that he knows how the game's played.
You tell me when he was an assistant with the Heat, they didn't get any calls?
And I think part of this is his...
That's playoff posturing from coaches that we've seen for years and years as well.
But what I'm saying is it's his way of talking to his guys.
Oh, he got his team's back last night.
Oh, big time. And he made it very clear. And I wouldn't be surprised if the foul differential is even more significant in game three because I have a feeling Memphis at home will come out fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there's going to be some. I think Mike Conley might get a technical foul in the first half of game three. Seriously. Just something because otherwise you're playing the good old-fashioned Spurs machine, the methodical Spurs who just kind of roll right along. Although they have had some first-round upsets the last couple of years. But right now they're kind of in machine mode.
I just think that sometimes, coaches will go off on refs, and I'm not really big into blaming referees for losing games and things like that. Those numbers, it's like
staggering.
What he said, the data is unbelievable in this case.
Yeah.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number, the ticket text 97136. Look, Gov, we all agree with you. The question then becomes, what can be done to change it?
33 minutes Vince Carter played last night. He didn't go to the foul line.
Well, Vince Carter's not exactly.
And that's where I'm like, okay, whatever. But when you're just telling me that Zach Randolph at some point didn't get fouled in that game, that's not believable.
In 36 minutes on 18 field goal attempts.
Yeah, because he was shooting threes, right?
248-539-9797. Let's go to a T.O. with a sports update.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.